Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
We have to face the reality of our own needs. There are many times there's changes that He wants to bring about in our hearts and in our lives. And we're going like this, and we're busy, and we're doing this, and just not really listening. I think of the prayer of David, Lord, show me your ways. Search me, O Lord. Talk about uncomfortable prayers. Search me, Lord. See if there's any wicked way in me. That would be a good prayer. And the Lord might just answer that, but He's going to do it. There's going to be a quality of love and mercy in His voice when He does. It's always going to be to help and to lift up and to say, I need you to be honest about this situation. There may be actions you need to take. Maybe there's something in your life that's got too big a place. Your heart's wrapped up in this and you don't even realize the hold that it has on you. I need to be able to put my finger on that, but I need your heart and your ears tuned so that I can actually talk to you about it and then find a willingness. But the thing is, when He shows us a need, He's not standing back and saying, fix it. Thank God. Always He's going to point us to Jesus. He's going to point us to the power of the resurrection and say, I have already met this need. What I need for you to know is to realize it, to hand the problem over to me, to be honest about it, bring it to me. Know that I love you. Know that the reason I pointed out this need in you is because I love you and I have the answer. And I want to bring you to a better, stronger, freer place in me. I wonder if the Lord just pulled the veil back, how many of us would find that we're in a lot more bondage than we realize. Anybody here need the Lord to talk to you? Yeah. But oh, how we're afraid. Oh, how human nature resists the idea of God shining a light. You remember how John talked about walking in the light? You know, we've used that particular picture before. But the light shows up things that we might not want to see. If you have a dirty face, you can kind of hide in the corners, in the shadows. But to step out into the light and let that be clear and evident, and you can't hide it anymore. But here's the Lord wanting us to come out into the light. Not because He wants to humiliate us, make us feel bad. It's never with that kind of heart. His heart is always, I want to cleanse you. And he offers that. If we confess our sin, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're dirty this morning, don't be afraid to come into the light, because He loves you and He has the answer for your heart and your life. When He speaks, listen. Isn't that the message? Even, you know, like we looked in the Old Testament and we saw the message that Jesus, about Jesus. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. And I feel like as a church, we are certainly in a place where we need to listen to Him. But if we're just kind of going along and thinking everything is basically okay, are we really gaining ground, or are we just sort of treading water? We need to be saying, God, we see needs. We see possibilities. We don't know what your plan is. We want you. We want you to dwell in our midst. We see things in Scripture where you have recorded for us what your plan is for your people. To dwell in the midst of a people, to act, to stretch forth your hand when it's needed, to bring people to a place of freedom. But how can we do it if our ears aren't tuned and we're not reaching out to him saying, oh God, speak to me. I am not going to be afraid for you to point the things out in my life that you want to help me with and to be honest with them about them. Does this any of this matter? Is any of this relevant to our lives right here, right now? What are we going to do about it? Are we afraid to ask him? Afraid to listen? Or are we just so tuned in to what's around us? And I'll tell you, there are so many voices. You start saying, oh God, I want to hear your voice. Well, there are a lot of voices that'll come along and say, this is me. And it ain't. That was what was going on with some of these churches. They thought they were hearing from God and it wasn't the Lord. We're going to need to cry out to him and say, oh God, I want only your voice, but I don't know how to tell the difference. I need you to give me a spirit of discernment and wisdom. Now, what happens when we ask for wisdom? What's God's attitude about that? Anybody think of a scripture? Yep, that comes from James chapter 1. Yeah. Anybody lacks wisdom, ask of God. He gives to all freely, liberally, without finding fault. That's exactly right. He's not saying, what's the matter with you? I thought you knew all that stuff. Quit bothering me. That's the thing he longs for us to come to him and say, Lord, I have a need. I care about you. You need my wisdom. You're walking in the wisdom of all the junk that's going on down there. And I have so much for you, and I want you to have it. But we also need to ask with an honest, open heart that's committed to following it. We don't say, Lord, lay your cards on the table and I'll decide. There's a commitment to say, Lord, if you speak to me and it's clear, that ends the discussion. I want what you want. I am not going to be a double-minded person. Or I want this and I want that, and I'm just going to try to fit it all together somehow. I need your voice to speak to me. And I'll tell you, there's a God that we have that knows exactly what we need. But oh, his heart. I think that's something he wants us to realize, because the devil will do everything he can to either disguise himself as the Lord's voice or to make us afraid of it. And we don't have to be afraid. You know, I thought about another scripture later in the book of James. Let's see if I can find that real quick. James chapter 3, it's the part where James is talking about our tongues and all of that. But there's a spirit of wisdom. When God's wisdom, and we've heard from him, and the wisdom that we have is coming from him, there's a certain characteristic of that wisdom, isn't there? Who is wise, verse 13, and understanding among you? Let him show it by their good life. Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Well, if we got God's wisdom, it's not going to make us proud, is it? We're going to realize, hey, I don't know anything, and he loves me enough to share his heart. Praise God. I'm going to take that place. All right? And be so thankful. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Devil will be glad to give you wisdom. And if you want to listen to the world's wisdom, then he'll give you that. If you will say, oh, I want to be led of God, he'll take the scripture and twist it. Oh, you want to serve God? Look, read his laws in there. Keep the laws, and then he'll accept you because you keep the laws. How many spirits are there out abroad in religion that basically operate by that premise? Totally miss the message of scriptures. That laws were given to show our need, not to save us. We need a Savior. But the devil will take this and twist it. I was thinking about I've mentioned this guy before, but I'm sure Sue will remember there was a guy that we knew at least for a period of time in college. We went to a Bible college. And he had been a soldier in the Korean War. Now, I'm kind of dating us a little bit. But anyway, he had fought in the Korean War, and he had what we today call PTSD, post-traumatic stress, whatever. Anyway, he was a mess, and it messed up his thinking. And somehow he had come to a place where he wanted to serve God in his own thinking, but his way of doing it was this: I've got to be led by the Spirit. That's important. Well, is it? Well, what kind of spirit was doing the leading? I mean, this guy was in such bondage to hearing a voice that he thought was the Lord that he just about had to have a divine revelation to go to breakfast. I'm not exaggerating that much. He literally would go through his day as though I've got to be led by the Lord for every little activity. Folks, God's not a chatterbox. There's a lot that we know what to do. We know how to have a heart that's ready to hear when he speaks, but we don't need him to be telling us every little step. Okay, breathe. Yeah. A little bit of an exaggeration there, but I mean, you get the point. We know enough to get up in the morning, eat breakfast, and go about our responsibilities, but always there's an attitude of listening. So the Lord we can learn his ways to the point where he could lead us in some unusual way. Most of the time, we don't know enough about him to be to that place. Wouldn't it be nice if we learned how to recognize his voice? But listen to what he says down in 17 here, what James says. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. I'll tell you, it's not just the words that are spoken, it's the one speaking the words in his heart, in his nature, that we need to learn how to recognize. You think of what Jesus said. We've referred to these things so many times. But was Jesus calling people to be yoked to him so that they could feel like slaves with their lives ruined by an evil taskmaster? No, they were to find rest for their souls. Learn from me, he said. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. There's a heart that is behind it when God speaks to us. And even when he needs to rebuke us, and we need, anybody here need rebuking sometimes? Yeah, we all need correcting. But the heart behind it, even if he has to speak plainly, is you need to face this. You need to look in the mirror and say, yes, it's me, Lord. But I recognize your heart in telling me about this. You tell me so that I can come to you and be honest with you, and you can cleanse it and set me free and give me a peace in my heart so that I can go forward without carrying that burden. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me this day to gain a measure of freedom that I didn't have yesterday just by listening to you and walking with you.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.